and fuck about trying to ride manta rays. "Hardly any chance you'd be able to get near one anyway," said Ian. "They're very timid creatures. I guess some people have managed to get to ride on a ray in the past, but I would imagine it would be very difficult. But now we just can't allow it." No, I said, rather shamefacedly. "I understand. Believe me, I just really hadn't thought it through, I guess." "But we can go and have some fun with the sub-bug," said Ian. "No worries. We can take some pictures, too. That's a hell of a camera you've got there." We now come to another rather embarrassing part of the story, about which I have so far been extremely silent. Some very nice people at Nikon Cameras in England had lent me for this trip a brand new Nikonos AF-SR underwater autofocus camera, which is about £15,000 worth of the most sexy and desirable and fabulous camera equipment in the world. The camera is just wonderful, brilliant technology. Really? You want to take a photograph underwater? This is the perfect thing. It's an astonishing bit of kit. Why am I going on about it like this? Well, I spend a lot of time working on a computer, and because I am used to using a Macintosh, I hardly even bother to read manuals, and so I didn't really bother to read the manual for this camera. I realized that when I got the films back. Please, I really don't want to say any more, except to say thank you very much, Nikon. It really is an awesome camera, and I hope very much that you will let me borrow it again one day. I won't mention the camera again in this article. We took a small dinghy out to a tiny deserted island about 10 minutes away. Ian and I spent a happy hour or so pootling around with the bug. We dealt with a couple of problems, a grain of sand in a valve and so on. We worked out that the bug didn't work too well in very shallow water when it had to work against a tide. Well, we'd take it deeper tomorrow. Jane lay in the sun on the beach and read a book. After a while we got back in the dinghy and went back to Hayman. Not much of a story in all that, I suppose, but the reason I mention it is that I remember it very vividly, and one of the shortcomings I sometimes feel of somewhere like, for instance, Islington, is the lack of any immediately accessible tiny islands that you can spend the afternoon pootling around with sub-bugs on. Just a bit of poignant thought, really. We don't even have any decent bridges you can deface. There were about 10 of us on the dive boat the following morning. The hotel is so spacious and rambling that you don't often get to see many of the other guests, but it was interesting to begin to realize how many of them were Japanese. Not only Japanese, but Japanese who held hands and gazed into each other's eyes a lot. Hayman, we discovered, was a major Japanese honeymoon destination. The sub-bug sat up on the back of the boat, and I sat looking at it as we made the hour's journey out to the reef. Hardly any of the Barrier Reef Islands are actually on the reef itself, except for Heron Island. You have to get there by boat. I was very excited. Apart from a couple of refresher dives in pools, this was my first proper scuba dive in years. I absolutely love it.